This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is a Monday, is it not? I have this blazing desire, Victoria, to be on the radio with you. And Jennifer, my desire to be on the air with both of you is quelled somewhat because Jennifer's not here today, but you can make up for it. You can be two for the price of one. How's that?
I'll try.
All right, so this is not an effortless attempt to get at what's going on in the world. A lot of effort goes into putting all of the ideas together that we have. We're prepared to take a baby step into Monday, the 23rd of November. It's the Thanksgiving week specials that are on our mind. Happy Thanksgiving. I'd say that every day. We'll be here live on Thanksgiving Day as well. Happy Thanksgiving. We have a lot to think about, including some of the new people that will be running the country starting January 20th. A couple of new announcements over the weekend. Who are in those hot seats, Victoria?
Well, Joe Biden is expected to announce some more senior cabinet positions on Tuesday, but it is now, I guess it's as close to confirmed as we can get, but it looks like he has selected Antony Blinken, who is one of his closest and longest-serving foreign policy advisors. He will be the new Secretary of State, and his other person that he has chosen is he's got a national security advisor as well. Well, going back to Blinken, so if that name doesn't sound familiar, he was the second person in charge under Secretary of State under Hillary Clinton.
Secretary of State, yeah.
And he also worked in the Clinton administration. So he's had a very long career in foreign policy. He and Joe Biden have been described as having a mind meld with each other. They're very much on the same page. Probably in a very similar way, I would imagine, that Mike Pompeo and Trump are. They seem to have had the best relationship, I think, in the 4 years that, you know, Trump has been in office. So I think it's important, obviously, when the Secretary of State and the President are on the same page with a lot of things. We've seen when that yeah, doesn't happen, you know, Rex Tillerson, and we've been through other people in this administration. So it looks like he's got somebody that he trusts and that he's known for a really long time. The speculation, which was running rampant, I don't know if you heard it too, but the speculation was that it was going to be Susan Rice. I had been reading a lot of stuff, inside stuff like from Axios, and saying that it was not going to be Susan Rice because they're well aware that she's
very unpopular.
She's a hot potato in the sense that, like, you know,
she's very arrogant, very undisciplined when it comes to, and it isn't just about women.
She's very smart. She's very smart, but she's also very much like, I mean, from some of the interviews that I've seen with her recently,
she is a person who has great experiences.
Let's put it that way. I don't think she tries hard to get people along to like her. I would say that about a man, too, if it was the same personality type.
All right. So a lot of people try to compare her to Condoleezza Rice, who was Secretary of State and is a black
woman.
Very different personalities. And by the way, Condoleezza Rice, it was a good Secretary of State, terrible organizer, though. She was when she left, the place was in shambles because she just didn't have any management skills. She's very professorial. She's very intelligent. She knows how to get along, but she doesn't know how to manage. And that's one of the things that's important.
Well, So Jake Sullivan is going to be another top Biden advisor. He is expected to be named the national security advisor, and he has also had a very long history with President-elect Biden, and as well as Antony Blinken, who is, like you said, Doug, the deputy national security advisor under President Obama and a national security advisor during the Clinton administration. So he's been working his way up the ranks. He often advised Biden, dating all the way back to Biden's role on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. And so he served as Biden's national security advisor during the Obama years. So it's someone that he clearly trusts and has a very long history with. Jake Sullivan is another top Biden advisor. He's expected to be named the national security advisor. So those nominations will be made official supposedly on Tuesday, according to the advisors to Biden on the campaign and the transition. And so we will see where the transition goes, and obviously there's a lot of work to be done. In terms of the election, the recounts have been demanded in Georgia. I don't know if you saw that over the weekend on Saturday. That came through, that the recount, the canvass had been done. It still showed Biden ahead by around 30,000 votes, and so the Trump campaign is within that margin of 0.25%. It's actually 13,000 votes, I'm sorry. And so they're within that margin. So if it's under 0.5%, they are allowed to request a recount, which they have. And so the way that this is going to work now in Georgia, the Secretary of State there, Brad Raffensperger, said that the state's voting system, he said, is confident that it's never been more secure or trustworthy. He also ensured all ballots with signatures were verified twice, and county election officials have been notified of the recount, which will be done using scanners that read and tabulate the votes. So they did the hand count already. Now they're going to do a scanner recount to see if the numbers match up, but they seem pretty confident that they will.
All right, 12 past the hour on the DJV program.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Gallatin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
In the DJV program, Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer off today. So the other big focus, other than what's going on in Washington, is what's going on in your town and your city and your community with the COVID situation. It's interesting that the FDA, Victoria, has approved the emergency use of the drug that was given to the president when he had COVID. Emergency use, how is that defined? That means you can use it today but not tomorrow, or this week not next week, or this month not next month, or this year not next year.
Well,
what does that mean?
Emergency means that the way that they define it, it means it does not have to go through all of the same, you know, hoops. It, they don't have to jump through all the same hoops.
The five-year hoops.
Like, yeah, the multiple groups of testing and all of that. So this is the Regeneron drug. It's the antibody drug. It's the experimental antibodies.
Yeah.
So this, I would actually think, they say that this is, it might reduce, they're not positive, but they say it might reduce hospitalizations. If you have mild to moderate symptoms, that this can help. It's a concentrated amount of antibodies. It's delivered via IV, you know, in IV drip. So it's, I don't think this has any real side effects, to be honest. I've read a lot of stuff about these studies as they were, you know, moving forward.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like.
Seems kind of safe.
The Genesis Project. Remember Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, when they discovered
you've
lost
me completely.
Oh, really? Don't know the Regeneron.
No.
Okay, well. But that's what it sounds like. Regeneron sounds like something that would regenerate your body, that would bring new life to your body. And so, anyway, this is, you know what it shows, or what you can glean from this, is that Trump is pretty sick. This is only for people who are really sick. That, you know, there's only going to be 300,000 patients that get it between now and January, and there are many more than that who are sick, but they aren't really sick. So I think when we understand how sick he was, and how quickly he came back out of it, he took something else besides Regeneron.
Yes,
didn't he?
The dexamethasone, which is which is an incredibly potent steroid, which has not been approved.
What does that do to the rest of you?
Oh,
steroids are not ever
that's
good.
When Trump said he felt like Superman, like he could fly off the building, he was not lying. He wasn't, because that's how powerful that steroid is. And there are other doctors who came forward who have had that virus or have had that treatment, and they've given that treatment to other patients, and it literally changes your brain waves. And that's why it makes you feel like you're Superman and you could lift the car. So it's not something that you would want the average person taking, because it's pretty dangerous.
All right, so the Trumpster Jr. has the virus. Did he have it before, or is this the first time he's had it? It seemed to me
this is the first time that we know that he's had it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not surprising. He's been everywhere that everyone else has been. It's kind of a miracle he hasn't gotten it sooner.
Right, yeah. All right, so here's another one. Former Notre Dame football coach Lou Holtz also has it, and he's 83 years old. So how does that, when you're 83 and you got this stuff, you got to pay a little more attention to what's going on.
He's pretty frail looking, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right.
You know, I'm not sure. Yeah. He said he didn't have a lot of energy. He thanked fans for, you know, sending well wishes, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know anything about his health background. I just see him on, you know, when he's a football commentator, very frail. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's supposed to get the Presidential Medal of Freedom at some point, is he not?
Yes, apparently. I don't know when.
Yeah, I know the name, but you know me, football.
He was Notre Dame's famous coach. Then he coached in other places, and he's had a very controversial career, let's put it that way.
Oh, really? What do you have?
Cheating scandals.
Lovely.
Yeah. There's a lot more to that story. He's not like just the sweet little old man. There's a lot of history there with him.
Like a little
from
Pasadena.
But people who love Notre Dame football, you know, he's always going to be a god to them.
There we go. Here's something that does not require a god complex. It just requires you making up your mind. This is Thanksgiving week. So you know, and I know, we all know, you're going to overeat. So why not get ahead of it? If you've gotten yourself, because of the last 8 months, if you've gotten yourself into that heavy category and you want to get out, you don't want to add to it, or you want to somehow curb it, and then go to toploss.com and get yourself signed up for at least the 3 months. Well, 3 months equals 6 months, because you only pay for three, but you get 6 months worth of the product. Calitrin is formulated out of things that are all natural, collagen protein, lots of digestive enzymes that will repair your body. And maybe you don't care. I care, because I don't want to put anything in my body that's not healthy. So that's why this is important to me. But also what's important to a lot of people is that you get great results. Calitrin, the natural way to lose wait. Do it this week. Do it now so you can get out ahead of all that great eating you're going to have. Calitrin is at toploss.com. Check out using the code DJ.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a four-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
And Grace, don't come easy. Ringo's grandson, Sonny, and Liam Gallagher's son, Gene, in a London court a couple of days ago facing charges of assault that stemmed from a brawl in a London grocery store. It was last year, actually, when that took place. His name is Sonny Starkey because Ringo's real name is Richard Starkey. Starkey and Gallagher accused of fighting staff at a Tesco Express in North London. Allegedly, the confrontation occurred after a third friend attempted to steal beer after the store's curfew for selling alcohol. As an Indian security guard confronting the trio, third friend said, "You bloody Indians, go back where you came from." You can imagine that happening. It happens a lot over there, like it happens here, to people coming from the Middle East. Anyway, there was a fight that broke out between the three of them in the store. Staff, according to the Sun newspaper in England, Gallagher and the third friend were accused of racially aggravated assault. Starkey is facing a couple of charges of assault. And all three have been charged with disturbing peace. They entered a not guilty plea when they went to court on Friday. So,
it's interesting to me that Ringo's grandson, who's Zach Starkey's son, I believe, he's an amazing drummer, and Liam Gallagher's son together. This is not a... It's funny that they're friends, but it's also like they're kind of two, you know, thug-like kids.
Yeah.
I think Ringo's been living in L.A. for way too long. I think he needs to get back to London and
take care of the kids.
Get everybody straightened out.
Right. It's 25 and change at the hour on today's DJV program. It's Monday, and Victoria and I now have the pleasure of discussing with you Rush. The drum kit that Rush's Neil Peart played between 74 and 77, both on stage and on albums like Fly By Night and 2112, is going to hit the auction block. It's a Chrome Slingerland drum kit. which Pert purchased weeks before the first Rush concert back in August of 74, going to be auctioned by Bonhams, placed an $80,000 to $120,000 pre-auction estimate on the drum kit. So what do you think? Price that much? They usually are pretty conservative.
Probably. The way people have been buying memorabilia right now, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
And this guy, I'm not into Rush, like, at all.
No,
but
me
this guy was such a legend of modern drumming that people just lose their minds, like Phil included. They just lose their minds with this guy. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, he is he's like a drum god.
Phil's at the controls in our studio in Washington. This kit was brought into the studio and employed during the recording of Pearl's first three studio albums with Rush. Fly By Night, Caress of Steel in 2112. Pert died, in January of this year?
Yeah.
Had brain cancer. He played the drum kit during the recording of the band's first live album, All the World's a Stage, which marked the end of Rush's first chapter, and Pert's drum kit was soon afterwards retired. That's according to the notes attached to the drum for the auction. For over a decade, the drum kit remained on ice, if you will. In March of 1987, Pert donated it to Modern Drummer magazine for their Neil Pert drum set giveaway. The drum kit will hit the auction block sometime this week, apparently, right?
Seems right.
So if you're a fan of this kind of stuff, for me, this is just noise. It is. It's all it is. It's all, you know, some of this stuff you gotta, at this time in 74, let's see, that was the beginning of the disco era. That was what I was all about in terms of music, all that disco stuff. But I'd much rather listen to the Bee Gees than this stuff. All right, so there it is. 28 after music on the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford is advancing technology with state-of-the-art innovations and promoting its mainstream adoption of making Ford's state-of-the-art driver assistance hands-free technology standard on certain models or as a relatively affordable option on others. The advanced new driver assist feature will arrive first on the 2021 Ford F-150 and Mustang Mach-E models. The technology will be available the third quarter of 2021 via over-the-air updates. And for more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Here's Coach's Corner, sponsored by Merrill Edge, self-directed. When the 2006 college football season started, many fans circled the Ohio State-Michigan game on November 18th. Michigan rallied to cut Ohio State's lead to 35-31 early in the fourth quarter. But the play calling of head coach Jim Tressel and the precision passing of quarterback Troy Smith carved up the Michigan defense with a 13-play, 83-yard drive for Smith's fourth touchdown of the game. Ohio State prevailed 42-39 on their way to the national championship game.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Crowds gathered in front of Huntington Beach Pier Saturday night to protest the first night of a nearly statewide nighttime curfew imposed by Democrat Governor Newsom. The curfew affects all Southern California counties, but protesters in Orange County were sending a message to the governor.
Patriots are united, and we're going to stand, and we're going to fight. We're all right.
ABC 7 in Los Angeles reported the people gathered at the 10 p.m. curfew time Saturday along Pacific Coast Highway at Main Street. Huntington Beach Police Lieutenant Ryan Riley said the group was law-abiding for the most part. One person was arrested for public intoxication. Two people died and multiple others were injured in a stabbing Sunday night at Grace Baptist Church in San Jose, California. Unhoused individuals were brought into the church to get them out of the cold, the San Jose Police Department tweeted. KTVU-TV reported a 22-year-old man has been apprehended. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Voter intimidation, threats of violence against GOP poll officials in Wayne County. So why did Michigan officials meet with President Trump last week? USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
On Friday, leaders of Michigan's Republican-controlled state legislature met with President Trump in the White House at his invitation. Democratic AG of Michigan Dana Nessel caught wind of the meeting and said she is now conferring with election law experts on whether officials may have violated any state laws prohibiting them from engaging in bribery, perjury, or conspiracy. Constitutional law expert Jonathan Turley is crying foul.
I really object to the Michigan Attorney General and others who are suggesting that legislators could be criminally investigated for asking these questions or even meeting with President Trump. I mean, that is absolutely outrageous. I mean, you're saying that if these legislators investigate these issues or raise objections, you could criminally investigate them and charge them. The media has been entirely silent on that. Just as with the harassment of lawyers, that goes to the integrity of our legal system, our legislative process, and no one should stay silent in the face of those types of destructive calls for criminal investigations.
Monday Night Football will have the L.A. Rams going to Tampa Bay and play the Buccaneers. Kickoff is at 8:15 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I've got my crystal ball on, Victoria, and I have...
Do you wear your crystal ball?
Yeah, I do. Right.
Oh, okay. I've never heard that. Okay.
It's a hollow crystal ball. I can put it on.
It's kind of wear it like a space helmet?
Yes. How'd you know?
Just
absolutely.
A lucky guess.
Yes. Uh-huh. And in this particular place, I have my head focused on food. I thought perhaps we ought to acknowledge the comings and goings of the In-N-Out burger chain, which has opened a store in Colorado, and wow.
Yeah, this made national news.
Yeah.
People waited online in their cars for 14 hours to get through the drive-thru.
It's 14 hours for a hamburger? You got to have your head examined. Really and truly. But this is
a lot of people needed their heads examined then. This was crazy.
The line was 2 miles long. And they expected to sell like 60,000 burgers over the weekend in this new store, which is in Aurora, which is a suburb of Denver. This In-N-Out burger chain, if you've been to California or you're a West Coaster, I'm not an eater of hamburgers. My son is. And he tells me In-N-Out burgers are the best he's ever had.
That's
apparently
what I keep
that's
hearing
their reputation.
For years.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, yeah.
It's also the go-to spot if you ever follow any of the award shows, like the Oscars or the Golden Globes. It's where all the celebrities end up at In-N-Out Burger because they never eat during the, you know. So then all the girls in their gowns always end up at In-N-Out Burger.
So they have stores in Nevada, Arizona, Utah, Texas, and Oregon. And they're going to open some more in Colorado. It's a West Coast chain. Yeah, I call them stores because I don't think... When I think of a restaurant, I like to think of a nice sit-down restaurant. I don't think McDonald's is a restaurant. I don't think Burger King is a restaurant. Wendy's, they're fast food joints. And so they ought to be... Do you have that distinction in your head? Or
yeah, I just call them fast food.
Fast food, right.
Yeah.
All right, so to give this... And this can be a fabulous business, by the way, as is... Well, McDonald's started in the 50s, and look what that's become. International star... Is what America, I've told you the story about being at the Great Wall of China. Well, actually, the better example is to go to Mao's tomb in downtown Beijing. There's always a line, all day, every day. And when you get out, you walk through this big, huge mausoleum, you see Mao's body in the middle there. You know, you can't touch it. It's all in glass and stuff. Who wants to touch it? Excuse me. But you go out the back door, and there's a McDonald's on the left and a Kentucky Fried Chicken on the right. That's what you see when you walk out of the mausoleum in Beijing. So then my friend, the guide that I had when I was over there, he looked at me and I said, good God, these restaurants are out, because there's one at the, when you go into the Great Wall of China, this first thing you see is a McDonald's and a Burger King and a Kentucky Fried Chicken. And he says, it's Western corruption. And now, I wish I had been able to stay in touch with him, because now what's going on in the world is Chinese corruption. At any rate, okay, so we've taken care of In-N-Out. How about Chick-fil-A? Apparently they've got a new online ordering system that you can use around the country. So if In-N-Out is the best burger, do we agree that Chick-fil-A may be the best chicken sandwich chain in the country? The best chicken? That's what I hear from people. Every time I go
know.
Buy one, there's a line.
I've had Chick-fil-A once, and it was from a, you know, like a rest stop on the turnpike or whatever in New Jersey. So I don't know if maybe that made it not as good. It was okay. I didn't get the hype.
What everybody gets
honestly.
Excited about? Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
All right. So anyway, they're going to sell their sauces in bottles. Because people want to, I think that kills the business, though. If that's what the taste is all about, and you sell the sauce, doesn't that, why do you want to go to Chick-fil-A? Just go to the store and buy some chicken and put the sauce on it. Yes,
because
no?
You still have to make the fried chicken the way that they do. So right. I don't think it's going to harm their business. And if someone's that big of a super fan of the sauce that they're buying it at home, they're still going to go back to Chick-fil-A to get the real thing.
Right. So if you want to order online, boys and girls, only pickup methods are supported through online ordering. So you order and you go to the closest one, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't do delivery, home delivery, do they?
No,
you do any of the,
I don't know if they do Uber Eats. I'm not sure if they do any of that, but this is the first time that you can order online through an app, which is, I mean, they're a little bit behind the times now. This probably would have been easier for them during the pandemic when it first began. But, yeah, this is they're finally, well, if you think about it, like you said, there's always a line. So they've just relied on that. But now people don't want to stand on a line that long with strangers. So they have to have technology.
Well,
has
you sit
to catch
in your
up.
Car at Chick-fil-A, the ones that I've seen anyway, you drive by them. They're usually right close to the highway. The two or three that I know of are right close to the highway. So you see people. There's one that's in the same lot as a Home Depot here nearby me. And so when you drive into the Home Depot, you see the Chick-fil-A, and there's always guys out in taking orders from the cars. As you're in the line, they take your order, and so it's ready.
So this will cut down on the wait time for sure.
Yeah. Right.
But with In-N-Out Burger, they opened the one in Aurora. That's the one that got all the attention. But the one in Colorado Springs also opened over the weekend.
Oh, really?
And that had almost the same amount of people. So the guy who's the vice president of operations at In-N-Out said that this was like the greatest welcome that they could have to Colorado. Well, as a future marijuana grower of America, I have told you that you may want to look into some fast food joints or a burger joint or something that's near dispensary, because if you think about Colorado, like the biggest weed state, In-N-Out Burger is destined to be to make, I mean, such serious bank, it could rival their California business. That's
so the
just
best
from
idea
the weed connection.
Is to have a right next door is to have a fast food restaurant. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that,
yep.
Okay. Well, we have locations in Harvard Square in Cambridge for our retail operation, Athol, Massachusetts. Let's see here, Newton near BC, and in Medford near Tufts. I don't know what there is around them. I haven't looked at the. I know that the one in Athol is not near anything. So maybe we need to open up our own restaurant
next
door.
You know what? You could even put a food truck there, and I guarantee you will make a lot of extra money.
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually. Very good idea. Good for you, Victoria. All right, here's some news for those of you who are Titanic lovers. The Titanic, yes, the ship that sunk in 1912, the world's largest ocean liner at the time, on her maiden voyage, going to New York from Southampton, struck the iceberg. Don't we all know the story of the Titanic? If we didn't read the book, we sure saw the movie. I don't think there's a human being alive, at least not in America, that didn't see that movie. So the mystery here is, where is it? And in 1985, a marine geologist named Robert Ballard and a French oceanographer named Jean-Louis Michel discovered the wreck in the frigid North Atlantic, about 2.5 miles beneath the surface. Visiting the Titanic has become sort of a bucket list trip for a lot of people who are historians and oceanographers and anybody who's got a lot of dough, because it costs you $125,000. You want to take it? It's a trip.
I would. How much is it to go to space?
I think it's 2.5. It's twice as much money to go into space, or 220, something like that. Right.
So space is a little out of your budget, then you can go and visit the Titanic for $125K.
Yep. Next year, go down in a submersible, Ocean Gate Expeditions, the company that provides clients with once-in-a-lifetime underwater experiences. They are going to do 6 trips down there. Would you like to? I wouldn't mind doing that.
I would love to do this.
$25,000 to do it, but.
Yeah, I would love to do it, though. I think it would be incredible. It's only 10 days. It's not like you're gone forever. But you also have to work too. They expect that these tourists are going to be helping with scientific experiments, and there's some training that's involved, you know, ahead of launch. So I think it would be fascinating. You know, even in the movie Titanic, at the beginning of the movie, when you see the actual footage of the robot cam that had gone all the way down, just to see the glimpse of it. And by the way, the reason that they're doing these expeditions now is because there is some ocean algae that eats iron, and that they think in the next few decades that the entire ship will disintegrate. So this is
there was actually a discussion among people who had money to try to bring the ship up. And then they discovered that far down where these algae live, the thing, you wouldn't be able to move it because it was all broken up even then.
Yeah.
So it'll get eaten, and that'll be the end of that. Well, you got to wonder, when you put your mind into this, think about it for a minute. How many other ships that have sunk, like many of the in the North Atlantic over World War II, there are hundreds of ships, merchant marine ships, submarines, destroyers, battleships that sunk. And there have been efforts to try to find them in some circumstances. And so, you know, after a while, there's nothing to find because they get, especially that water up there. You know, think about it. We think 2.5 miles is pretty deep. But remember, we've been talking a lot about the surface, the crust of the earth, with all the new things that are coming to the surface about weather and climate and why we have what we have and what is there about the oceans that changes and why is it wherever it is. What's the story? And when you think about the layers of the earth, only the crust of the earth is only about 40 miles deep when you get right down to brass tacks. And below that are all of the volcanoes. And when you go down into the core of the earth, which is about 1,200 miles from the surface, think about that, it is nothing but molten lava. The temperature in the core and the center of the earth is 40,000 degrees. Our planet, 40,000 degrees. So every once in a while when these things happen, when they, you know, there's a breakage through the surface, the subsurface, and we have volcanoes underwater, Well, you have other things. You've got earthquakes on. You know, these things, we think, oh, my God, imagine going down 2.5 miles. Imagine going down 1,200 miles. Oh. What you'd find. Remember that silly movie? What was it called? Journey to the Center of the Earth, I think. And it was all about going through the core, trying to get down. I don't know why you'd want to go down there. There's nothing there, right? I mean, you want to have that experience.
That seems weird.
Stand on top of a volcano. Go to Hawaii and do something over there like that. Yeah, it's really amazing what we are beginning, though, to learn more and more about our planet. You talk about the final frontier being space. I'm not sure that it is the final frontier, but I know that the oceans are a frontier that have a lot of exploring left to do. Coming up, Santa Claus, getting ready for Santa Claus here on the DJV program. Right now, a reminder about how you can, before Christmas, you can serve up pillows for everybody you care about and save a lot of dough. These people that are buying up to, I saw an order the other day for 100 pillows from MyPillow. Somebody decided to give them away for Christmas. Well, at these prices, if you were, let's see, you're going to spend 30, so 100 pillows would be $3,000. Yeah. You want to get pillows for everybody? It's an interesting idea. I don't know that. Well, yeah, I think, yeah, I don't know if I get them for everybody, but I think that because they're really great when it comes to helping you get a good night's rest, and no matter whether you're on a standard queen or king size bed, my pillows are now one third the original cost, the $30 instead of $70. That's, you save $40 right now, so buy a bunch of them. Go to mypillow.com. Get the 60-day money-back guarantee that's actually 90 days from right now, thanks to the thinking of the folks that run MyPillow, and get on board. Just fabulous savings. And you're going to use the promo code DJV when you check out. So promo code DJV when you check out at MyPillow.com.
Is your pet's constant itching and scratching making you crazy enough to pull your own hair out? Hi, Warren Eckstein here. More than 30 years ago, I started talking to you about your pets on radio and TV, and I heard over and over how your cats and dogs need relief from dry skin, itching, and shedding. Solving these problems inspired me to formulate my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. I consulted top animal nutritionists and veterinarians to formulate the most comprehensive antioxidant-rich supplements. And now, more than 30 years later, Hugs and Kisses have been a healthy daily treat for generations of pets. Just read the comments from verified and satisfied buyers on my website, thepetshow.com. If you want to control your pet shedding, if that dander is driving you crazy, or you'd like to build a barrier for flea season, just go to my website, thepetshow.com, and order my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. While you're there, watch my webisodes on behavior, or just look at some of the amazing videos. Thepetshow.com. Remember, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-HUGS. That's 1-800-430-4847.
All right, for those of you who are worried about the virus and Santa Claus, have no fear. Rest easy. The global pandemic will not stop Santa Claus and following his progress when he moves around the globe on Christmas Eve. NORAD is tracking Santa. They say, don't worry about it. They've done this for 65 years. They've got it. Some changes, though. Not every child will be able to see with it, or actually be able to call a volunteer. The call-in center, apparently, they've done that for a long time, but because there were so many volunteers involved in one room, that's not happening. But are they going to have people in, like, computer, if everybody at home maybe could watch on their computer? Is that something that's possible?
Well, you can track Santa all night long at home, but a lot of kids like to call in to find out, to talk to a real volunteer to find out where Santa is. It's really cute. Yeah. So this year, if your kids call in and they don't get a live person, they'll get a recording of what Santa's location is at that moment.
Okay. All right, 10 before the hour here.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
53 at the hour now. It's Tech Talk time for Monday, the 23rd of November. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Twitter and Facebook are transferring presidential accounts to Joe Biden, but not till Inauguration Day. I guess that's, well, isn't that sort of a tradition?
That's how it normally goes.
It normally is? Yeah, okay.
Yep. At some point on Inauguration Day, the outgoing, now this is new since President Obama because no one was on Twitter before he was. So traditionally there's sort of farewell.
Has Trump continued that? Is he on Twitter?
Yeah. So essentially what happens is there, the way that they did it with President Obama, there was sort of a farewell, you know, Twitter or farewell tweet. Then the account gets switched over officially so that the new at POTUS, P-O-T-U-S, which is all caps, that is the official President of the United States. That's the official Twitter handle. That account starts from scratch with President Trump, or started from scratch with President Trump. And so each president now has the same, it'll be the same system. So on Inauguration Day, after Joe Biden is inaugurated, that account will automatically be switched over so that at Joe Biden will be his personal account and at POTUS will be his official account as president. The reason that they do that is because every single tweet, and this was something that, again, was unprecedented when President Obama was on Twitter, you know, at the beginning of 2008. The reason for this official account is because all of it has to go into the National Archives. So every tweet that President Trump has tweeted, and we know how many there are a lot, all of them will live forever in the National Archives. And so he will still be his, when Trump is no longer the president, he will still have his personal account, which is at Real Donald Trump. He tends to tweet from that the most anyway, so that will stay the same. However, he will lose some protections in terms of because he will no longer – he will lose his status as a world leader, so he will be now subjected to the same rules as everyone else on Twitter. He does have a few bonuses as being a president, so that will go away. But other than that, all of his tweets will now be housed at the account at POTUS45, so you can go back, and that's the archive. President Obama's tweets are archived at POTUS44. Joe Biden's will eventually be POTUS46, et cetera. And so Facebook also made the announcement.
Archived? Good God, how much space does
all
that
of it.
Require?
Well, it's presidential communication, so yeah, they treat it, it all goes into the National Archives, and so they treat it the same way as it's an official communication with the American people, which it is. So, and on Facebook, same thing. Facebook has made the announcement on over the weekend that they also plan to transfer the official POTUS account on their platform to Joe Biden as well. They said in 2017, we worked with both the Obama administration and the incoming Trump administration to make sure that the transition of their Facebook and Instagram accounts were seamless. On January 20th, we expect to have nothing different this year. So, essentially, I don't really, you know, if it gets down to the Trump administration won't share the password or whatever, Twitter and Facebook can override that. And so the last official POTUS tweet will be before Joe Biden gets inaugurated. And then from that point on, it's it's property of the National Archives.
Time for you to grow up there, boys and girls. Twitter, speaking of Twitter, has launched a rather controversial feature called Fleets. Let's figure out what that's all about.
The Geek Out.
Last week, Twitter rolled out another new feature, Fleets. For a long time, users have bemoaned Twitter's lack of an edit button or the permanency of tweets. Fleets copies Instagram stories. It's posting content that appears for 24 hours before self-deleting. And while its arrival was met with a lot of questions and criticism, it was popular enough to jam up the platform and cause a delay in its rollout. Now, it's not clear if self-destructing tweets solve any of the content problems or actually just creates more of them. And meanwhile, Twitter is also beta testing a group conversation audio chat feature similar to the app Clubhouse. Not sure anybody asked for that, but we've posted links with the news and just plain old tweets over at the Geek Out.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
All right, so what's going on with HBO on Amazon's channel?
Well, HBO has, last week, I don't know if you remember, we talked about HBO Max finally being allowed to come on to Amazon Fire TV devices.
Yep.
So they have HBO Now, they have HBO Go, it's a mess. So what they're doing now on Amazon, if you have an Amazon Fire Stick or if you have an Amazon Fire TV, starting January 1st, you will no longer be able to see any of the other HBO services. It will only be HBO Max. So they're pushing everybody onto the new service. It's a little pricey. It's $15 bucks a month, but it looks like that's where they want everyone to go. That will have the Friends reunion and all the...
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.